Bobby Grant, it's hard to know where to start with that. We'll start with your goal. But how do you feel about what a brilliant goal it was?
Yeah, it was. I don't think I've scored many like that this season, but I had a few sighters Tuesday night and I hit them out the stand. But, you know, on today I've caught that really sweet and, you know, it flew in the top corner.
Manager's just said that's what you're capable of, that's why you're in the team.
Yeah, of course, he's always said that. A player who does the moments like that creates moments for my teammates, and, you know, if I can keep my work rate to what it is, then, you know, I'll be in the team every week. So, you know, it's about hard work, and, you know, I thought we, as a team, we work really hard, and, you know, it's nice to get on the score sheet.
Great reward at the end for your efforts, because you certainly didn't deserve to lose the game today.
No, I don't think. I thought we, you know, we've had a lot of chances in that game to see it off, you know, the manager will tell you, but we've got that spirit in the dressing room, and, you know, I think that's massive considering where we are on the table. We all need to stick together, you know, the fans that come are great, and, you know, Connor deserves what he got there because the two fullbacks in our team work so hard up and down the pitch, and, you know, they've both combined today to get us an equaliser.
You seem to be enjoying playing with each other. Wes Burns, Stefan Skugel, they've added to the squad really well, haven't they?
Yeah, listen, the quality players. You know, Wes's pace it causes concern for every defence that we play against, and, you know, that helps myself because I can get on the ball, and, you know, the defenders are wary of pushing too high because they don't want to leave the space behind for him. And, you know, Skugs is a fantastic footballer. You know, he gets in the pocket and he creates things, and, you know, it makes my job very easy to do when you're playing with players like that.
You must be feeling confident as a squad that you can steer clear of relegation now.
Yeah, we are. Listen, we've always believed in what we're doing. You know, if we can cut the sloppy goals out, you know, we come away with a clean sheet and a 2-0 win here, but that's football. You know, it's ifs and buts, and, you know, it's small margins, but, you know, we'll stick together, and, you know, we'll stay up, we'll get out of this, like, because we've got the quality in that dressing room to do that.
You must be looking forward to the game against Oldham next week, a game against the side who are right in the thick of things with you as well.
Yeah, listen, if we play the way we have today and on Tuesday, that game will take care of itself, you know, but it's a massive game in the season. It's probably the biggest that we've played in so far because there's so much at stake. But, you know, we're confident that we can beat anyone at home, and, you know, if the fans get behind us like they have done all season, then I'm sure we'll do that.
Are you surprised Fleetwood are in the position they're in, as they are this season, towards the bottom end of the table, because it seems like you can play the football that's needed to take you to the top?
Listen, I am, because I train and work with these lads every single day, you know, and I can see the quality that's in that dressing room, and it's very, not concerning, it's just very frustrating, because, you know, the quality that we have, we shouldn't be where we are, but, you know, for one reason or another, we are there, and, you know, you've seen the way we've played and the way we dominate teams, but we just can't seem to keep the clean sheets today, which has cost us. But, you know, the defence, and as a defensive unit, we've been fantastic the last few weeks, and that's how the manager wants us to play.
And what have you made of Stephen Presley since he's been here?
Listen, for me personally, he's been great. You know, he wants me to express myself. He wants me to go out and, you know, create the moments for the team like that. And where it's all about work rate. And, you know, that's what any footballer should be doing. And, you know, when you're not working as hard as he wants, you won't be playing. And, you know, I've found that out this season when I haven't performed to what I should be doing, that I've been sitting on the bench. And, you know, I'm going to take my chance and stay in the team.
You seem really settled where you are now.
Listen, I love it here. You know, I think I've got a year's option in their favour, but, you know, I love it here, and I love the lads. I like what the club's doing. It's, you know, the chairman, the staff, and, you know, I want to be part of it.
Word on your old team, they're in the top three in League Two. John Coleman's doing a great job, isn't he?
Listen, I hold John Coleman as high as anyone in football for what he done for me. You know, he gave me my debut at 16, and, you know, I'll always be grateful to him. You know, I feel as though I always owe him, which is why when he rings and says, would I go back there, I've always have that in the back of my mind. But listen, he's done a great job on the budget and what he's got at that club, and, you know, I'm sure he'll go on to bigger and better things.